Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Oh, you glorified fry cook.
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, good morning, Stu. Good morning, Charlie. How are y'all this morning? Good morning, all you sipsters and Chewish people out there.
Chewish folk.
Chewish folk. I'm sorry. Yeah. Yeah. How are y'all this morning on this gloomy, foggy day?
The term foggy is funny. It's not fog. It's a cloud. Man, it's just seriously cloudy.
Seriously cloudy.
Yeah, but I think cloudy. Those are cumulatively cloudy that's on the ground.
That's clouds with low expectations up there.
Uh-huh. One for Mike.
Hey. I don't know about you guys, but I'm giddy.
Yeah.
I am so excited. I'm so giddy.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
Over daylight savings time or what?
No. Still wanting to assassinate the guy that came up with that idea.
By the way, if any of our listeners out there forgot to set their clock back, you're missing this wonderful dialogue.
Yes. He's probably comes from the same family that designed the entrance to the tunnel.
You know what would be really good on this tunnel? About an 80-degree turn.
A Talladega turn.
Yeah, but don't bank anything. Keep it all flat people got to slow down, especially those semis.
Well, that on-ramp that used to go straight into the mouth of the tunnel, that was a 180.
Yeah.
That was never a
smart idea.
No, it was not.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, that left us speechless.
Well, I'm thinking of the name of the traffic engineers that used to be with the city that probably designed it.
Well, Stu, I want to tell you.
Do we cheat them and how?
Y'all's law firm.
I just want to say how happy I am.
So am I.
Just in general. I'm excited that we're going next week, but the people that have stepped up to help us out.
Oh, holy cow.
It's unbelievable.
Is it next week?
Yeah. We ain't going to be here next week. You're supposed to be playing California music today.
Yeah, I've got some. Today, I'll have to go find it. Thanks for reminding me.
Today, this time next week, we'll be in the air.
But we're going to have a new show next week.
Yeah.
We just won't be in Studio 4.
That's right.
Charlie's putting it all together.
Yep.
And
thanks for reminding me.
We did a bonus hour of the show during World Food Championships last year that was only available on Facebook Live. So a couple of people, 100 people, have gotten to see that.
Yeah.
And the dozen or so of you that listen every morning live didn't get to hear a lot of these interviews.
Okay.
So I painstakingly went back through that live and plucked out all of the interviews and put them together and sent them to Charlie, and he's going to weave them together like a little basket. And so even though Mike and I will be somewhere over the state of Texas about this time next week.
Probably, yeah.
You will all get to hear a brand new Sip and Chew. Chock full of interviews.
Chock full.
Chock full of interviews.
Hmm.
Mike McLeod, World Food Championship CEO.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might hear from him. A guy that used to play football at Auburn with Bo Jackson.
Oh, that guy?
Yeah, there might be just a snippet of
the bow and arrow?
Just a snippet of bow in there.
Well, that's good. That's good. Well, we got to use – I got to do something with that. This worked out perfect, didn't it?
Yeah.
Worked out perfect. Hey, I just want to thank a few extra new people that have donated for our cause. Rochelle at Rochelle's.
That is a good steer
burger. And I'm going to tell you, I'm just, you know.
I hadn't tried breakfast yet. But
I'm sleeping better right now because I was just worried to death how we were going to get there, you know, in such short notice. Because, you know, the James Beard Award, they gave their people 3 months' notice or more.
Hey, Mike, there's always California on your thumb.
Oh, yeah, that one.
One for Charlie.
Never heard that one. Put that in there.
Anyway, they got plenty of time to save up.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't.
Yeah.
This was dropped on us.
All right.
Rizit Food Pack.
Yeah.
Donated. Man, when you want spices, He's got it.
Really, from a chef's point of view, we'd love to go there with a gift card.
Yeah.
And just go to town because they get all their spices in bulk and grind them in-house.
Right.
And it's the freshest spices pretty much you can get anywhere in this area.
And I'm a,
they're phenomenal.
I've known RZA a long time. And what I love about RZA, he came here from Iran, him and his wife. I don't know if any of the kids were born yet. Hardly spoke any English. Came here, started working, started his own business.
Worked hard.
Put both his kids through college or private school and college and worked his butt off, and he's still working his butt off. He doesn't take hardly a vacation. He does.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, man, he's there any day of the week, and he's working. He is living the American dream.
Yeah.
And people love him. He's just got the biggest heart. Great guy.
Yeah, really is. Just
and a great wine selection.
One of the nicest one of the better families in this area.
They
all are just fantastic.
One of the best selections of imported foods and food products and spices. You'll never see so many spices anywhere else.
Frozen goat, they got fenugreek. You
really?
Need some fenugreek? They got fenugreek. They got whole fenugreek. They got powdered fenugreek. Fenugreek is from Southeast and Central Asia. And it is one of the spices that the Japanese give the Japanese concept of umami.
Yeah.
I like to mix it into my French fry seasoning.
Cool.
Yeah, and it gives it that little bit of punch.
Folks, if you'll go on our Facebook page.
We have one, by the way.
I shared something on champagne and French fries.
Okay.
Hey, where is this
place? Speaking of French fries.
Huh? Where is this place?
It's Facebook? On O'Shea Road.
Oh.
It's in between right across McGregor and
Spring Hill Presbyterian Church. Beautiful church.
It's right there by that park.
Yeah.
Right there by that big park.
Yeah. But right next to where the new, Biscuit Place is going in that used to be Restaurants Automotive.
I don't know if there's Maple nothing Street going Biscuits. On there.
Yeah. The construction's been
gone. No, it's gone. It's been over with. Oh. It's just a brand new looking building sitting there with nobody there in it.
The paper right there the other day said that's going to be Maple Street Biscuit.
Well, yeah. I hadn't seen anything going on there. But. Yeah. I did see a white picket fence at the brick pit.
Yep.
And, they're making a little progress.
And a completely gutted interior.
Yeah. But also.
They're not going to remodel the bathroom, I hope.
I don't know if they're going to do one bathroom.
They're probably going to have to.
Everything in there has got to be brought up to code. So.
Yeah.
But anyway, also our buddies, Kenny and Wesley and Terry, a lot of people don't know about Terry. He's the silent one. They made a donation.
Oh, really?
And Patty at Allegri Produce.
Oh, that's made a donation. Great place, man. Allegri Produce. Mm-hmm. Oh,
some people will do anything to get y'all out of town.
I'm gonna tell you what. There are a lot of really good produce places around, but that has to be the cleanest produce place I've ever seen in my life. And it's well lit. It's air conditioned during the summer, and it's warm during the winter. You have winter, but
we did not have this year. I was just reading an article. Warmest winter in my lifetime.
The invasive plants. it's taken
over. I also
the Delta.
Just found out we had this beautiful flowering white tree, and we're like, well, that's not a dogwood, is it? My sister says that's a flowering pear. Just read an article about how those are terrible. If you've got them, kill them.
Well,
and don't plant anymore.
Are they invasive?
They're crap. They smell like rotting fish.
Timber Creek. Timber Creek Country Club. Most all theirs are dead.
Yeah, yeah. It said that they're the cellular structure is not geared for this area, so they're going to last you 10 or 15 years and then die.
Yeah.
And then it said, and they bloom out, so grass can't grow underneath. Well, I'm okay with that part.
So
any place grass
cut.
Doesn't grow, you don't have to go. I would kill every blade of grass on my property if I knew how.
You must not like your lawnmower.
No, I don't like cutting grass.
I don't either.
Especially to have a green lawn. What's a of all the colors we could have decided, you know what color I want my yard to look? I want it to look puke green.
Hey, on that note, I wanted to ask you before we go to break, because I've got the California music lined up. I don't know which one it is yet, because I've just got them all in a row.
Oh, that's fantastic. But it's probably going to have a 30-second intro.
Why are you going to California, and is this show going to be on TV?
We'll answer those when we come back.
Well,
that's a tease from old school, isn't it, Phil?
Hey, that works.
Yeah.
343-0106. Hey, we said at the same
Jinx,
time.
Jinx, you owe me a donut.
Here's some California music.
Call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Spend my days with a woman unkind. Smoke my stuff and drink all my wine.
Sing it, Mike.
I don't know the
need
words.
Need of my mind. Make a new start.
Going to California with an aching
in my heart.
I love this song. This is the Led Zeppelin, Mike. You get the new Yardbirds.
They're in her eyes and flowers in her hair.
We just turned this into a music show.
Yeah.
This is so good.
You fade that out. Mike's going to sleep, man.
Oh, I forgot. Yesterday was National Mike Bailey Day. I forgot. People kept saying to me this.
How are we listening to Sip and Chew while we're on Sip and Chew?
I don't know.
It is just amazing. So,
but yeah, yesterday
But you
was,
are here today in person. I want to testify.
Anywho. Going to California.
Well, yeah. you did the big tease. Now everybody's hung on, clutching their radios dials.
I've had that question. You know, the first question that we used to get a lot was, "Where do we vote?" Well, it's the voting is done by the Academy of the Taste Award people,
Tastemakers,
yes.
Which I'm one.
But of course, but anyway, people are asking, "Will it be televised?" Well. I'm sure it's going to be recorded for probably broadcast later.
Yeah.
On one of the many sets. Y'all see all the TV companies or whatever.
Yeah. Could it be
Bravo,
something like the Food Network maybe?
Well, you got Bravo.
Food Network's not going to touch it because it doesn't just honor Food Network celebrities. So they're never going to touch it.
There will
if
be
it
some
was
food.
Just Food Network celebrities, then it's not.
They're lost.
Right.
But
Bravo has been in talks. A&E has been in talks for several years now. E! Entertainment used to show segments of it.
Mm-hmm.
And are you guys in it, nominated for yourself or your vast knowledge or
the
is
show.
It the radio show?
It's the show itself.
It's the show, which you have a part to do.
Yeah. You helped us earn this nomination.
Well, nobody invited me to go. But that's all right.
Somebody you don't invite us to go on cruises with you.
Well, that's true, and that's another topic for another day. I almost gave something away.
Why are we hearing the earlier part of the show while we're doing the show?
I don't hear it. Is it coming across your volume?
Yeah, well, here, Charlie, listen in that. But anyway,
where are you plugged in at?
Right next to mine. But we're going to L.A. next week for the Taste Awards because we have been nominated.
And we're finalists.
One of six finalists for the best.
You're plugged into your camera, I bet.
Oh, well, that's funny. That's cool. For the
we're live
best
on Facebook.
Radio television show.
Best
radio
best
food,
food and beverage radio broadcast.
Right.
Okay, but
in the nation,
we're not competing
in North
with
America.
The TV stations.
No. Okay. They could.
Well, no, we're only.
They could
not that we would ever.
They
worry
could
about
handle
that.
All this for an hour.
We're nominated in the radio broadcast, but I did see that one of the people in it is also a podcaster, mm-hmm. and it says podcast, but he's in the.
Well, you have a podcast.
Well, I know, but and. Well, We'll try to do all that next year. Hopefully, we'll have some audio. I mean, some video to that we can get into in the categories next year.
Be nominated. And you know, one of the because I told you I looked at the numbers in November,
mm-hmm.
and we weren't even anywhere close.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened in November? World Food Championships.
Yeah,
yeah.
And we had a lot of big names on during the live and during the coverage from that. And I think that's what the voters saw. And that kind of helped them go, this is pretty cool.
And we all know those big-name folks sneak around so they can hear their voice on the radio.
You know, I don't. You know, I've never listened to myself.
Well,
you
I
should.
Don't know how
I've
to
never
tell
listened
you this,
to myself.
Mike.
Yeah.
Especially when yourself says, Mike, you really shouldn't do that. You never listen to that, do you?
Never.
Going to regret it. Going to regret it.
So you guys are going to be in what city in California?
Beverly Hills is the city that we're going
to.
It's the place we ought to be.
Yeah, ought to be. We've got, I have talked to our good friend Simon Majumdar, not going to be in town. He's going to be out of town, but he left me a list of some good places to try. So I've got those plugged into Google Maps.
You're going to do interviews there too, maybe?
Yeah. I'm planning to get a whole lot of interviews with some big names out there.
All right.
Susan Irby, who was on our show a couple of years ago, right after New Year's, because her folk, she's a chef. She goes by the name Bikini Chef because she can pull it off. And not the bikini, the look. And but she's a nutritionist and a personal trainer as well. And all of her food is focused on healthy living. So we had her on to talk about New Year's resolutions and stuff a couple of years ago. She is the master of ceremonies.
Absolutely. I saw that.
And the hospitality person. She's done this several years. And she's just a sweetheart. Originally from Georgia, grew up in Alabama, living out in the big city now.
Cool.
So really looking forward to seeing Susan. You finally get to meet her in person and see what an absolute doll she is. And I've got some old friends that from visits in the past that I'm looking forward to running into again. A good buddy, Nathan Lyon, he was the guy that Guy Fieri just beat out to win Food Network Star. And then Nathan went on to be on two or three other shows and got something Guy hasn't yet, and that's an Emmy nomination.
Cool.
So I met him out there the last time I went in 2011, you know, right after Cam Newton had led the greatest comeback in history and was quarterback of the finest national championship team in the last 20 years out of this state.
Which one?
Yeah. That 94 Auburn Tigers, which would have beaten all of the rest of ours. But we got a guest calling in. And we're going to give him a little bit extra on the segment today and in the next segment. And it's Mike McKinley from One Meal, which is a wonderful charity. Have you kept up with what they do?
No, I have not. I'll be honest with you, no.
They help feed not just the homeless, but those who have a job, work, but still can't pay the bills.
Yeah.
And just anybody that's hungry, One Meal helps. They've been on a lot of the TV stations lately, and I wanted to have them on because it's just – they're just trying to feed
There's
people.
There's probably more of that out there than you realize.
Yeah.
There really is. They just make enough to pay their bills.
Yeah.
But not enough to put something on the table.
Unless they want tuna fish every day.
You know,
3 days a meal, which I wouldn't get tired of. I really do enjoy tuna fish.
Well, my parents fed us on English peas and mac and cheese
out
of the blue box.
I saw you ate an English pea the other day.
I did.
I love English peas and mac and cheese.
But it was they were really good. Mm-hmm. Had to get a spoon to eat them. I guess I kept rolling off the
fork.
My
wife can make homebrew mac and cheese that'll stand up against anybody.
I won't eat any mac and cheese. I don't care if you got
a fork. You ate peas with a fork. Goober, you use a butter knife with peanut butter on it. That keeps the peas from rolling off.
And adds flavor.
Golly.
Don't know nothing, do I?
have you never heard that poem?
Mm-mm.
I eat peas with a knife. I've done it all my life. It's something, 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 but the peanut butter, and people think it's weird, but the peanut butter keeps the peas from rolling off or something like that. There's a
That's why I use a spoon.
Yeah. Well, if I'm eating English peas, I use a trash can.
I've never had bangers before either.
Yeah.
The meal was called bangers and mash.
Yeah, it's sausage and mashed potatoes. I did a version at Lucky when we first opened, but I used Koneka and called it Southern bangers and mash.
Well, these were really good. This was at the Iron Hand, and I had which is my favorite Hefeweizen is from Red Clay Brewery out of Opelika, Alabama, or Red Clay, Alabama, that area.
Yeah,
man, I'm gonna tell you what, that's the best Hefeweizen. I put it up against any German Hefeweizen. It's
so bangers,
delicious. It's really good.
On bangers and mash, you cook the sausage and just add it to the mashed potatoes, or
it's just
they're not cooked together.
Well, I said, mashed potatoes with egg with sausage on top.
I said, why is it called bangers? And they said, well, because the casing of the sausage, when you cook them, they'll pop open.
Yeah, they'll bang.
Although none of mine were popped open, but they were delicious nonetheless.
Right.
I got to try that.
We'll go to Iron Hand.
Yeah. Go to Iron Hand, because honestly, if you try it in the UK, the sausage is so bland, you're going to be disappointed.
Well, these were seasoned well.
That's why I did not want – yeah, exactly.
These were seasoned well.
You can't do a traditional English bangers and mash in the U.S. where our sausage is 100 times better than anything you can find in the U.S.
Yeah. You would recommend Hall sausage, I think?
Yes. For that one, I would – if I were going to, you know, countrify it, I would get the Hall's beef sausage. I think that would go really well with
all right.
it. But the traditional English sausage is a lot less spice than what we're used to, especially in the South where we use a lot of chili flakes, lots and lots of garlic.
Mm-hmm.
I hear California calling.
And cayenne pepper in it.
All right, folks. Well, we're about to go on break, aren't we, Charlie?
Yep.
When we come back, we're going to have Mike McKinley with One Meal. And this is going to be an interesting segment, folks. So tune back in.
Into San Francisco.
Get on the line. Call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Where I come from isn't all that great. My automobile is a piece of crap. My fashion sense is a little whack. And my friends are just as screwy as me. I didn't go to boarding schools. Preppy girls never looked at me. Why should they? I ain't nobody got nothing in my pocket.
Sing it, Mike.
That's where I wanna be.
Next Rotosaur. Weekend. Next weekend.
Instead of gimme, gimme, you're going. Roll Tide, Roll Tide. Roll Tide, Roll Tide.
Hey, we got to figure out what we're going to wear now. Show.
Where are your clothes. Alabama stuff?
I thought if we go in with the Miami Vice look with pastel coats with our sleeves rolled up, but you wear an Auburn shirt and I wear an Alabama shirt.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That'll
or we
go
just
over
we
well.
Dress like you know or, normal people.
You do want to win the award. Right?
Well, I know we're
we
normal
ain't
people.
Hollywood.
No, we ain't Hollywood. That's why I'm saying you wear an
Hollywood
Auburn shirt.
Florida, maybe.
You wear an Auburn shirt, I wear an Alabama shirt. Mm-hmm. But we'll have the Miami Vice coats
you,
look.
You got some of those jackets? Because I don't.
They're on sale right now at Steinwart.
Hey, to show you how dumb or courageous you are when you're young, 22, just got out of Southern Mississippi, and I had a chance to go on a trip around the country, and I went to Washington, and I went to downtown New York City, Manhattan, wearing my University of Southern Mississippi jacket.
Southern Mississippi.
All right,
before we get to our caller, Mike McKinley, we just wanted to let y'all know, Mike and I have plans Tuesday morning out by by Bay Bear Stadium. We're going to be hanging out with the good folks at Studio 10.
We will be on Studio 10.
We had Chelsea Sayas on last week,
mm-hmm.
and now she's invited Mike and I on next week or this week.
This Tuesday.
So we're going to reciprocate.
She's going to be on location.
Tuesday morning.
No, she's going to be at Studio 10.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're gonna. We will be on Studio 10.
We will be on location.
We'll be cooking up something.
Okay. Yeah.
And we'll be talking about our benefits, or our fundraisers we
got
this week.
How about an ALT?
ALT?
Not an alt.
Mm-hmm.
An andouille lettuce and tomato
okay.
sandwich.
That'll be interesting.
Mm-hmm. That do.
Well, folks, we got Mike McKinley coming on with One Meal. Good morning, Mike. How are you doing?
Good morning.
Glad you're awake. It's a hard time getting
up. I'm awake.
Yeah, mentally it's still 7:30, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, I worked last night, so
same
I've
here.
Been awake.
For those who are not initiated, Michael Bailey, in what One Meal is and what your organization does, can you just give everybody a brief rundown of it?
A brief rundown?
Okay.
Yeah, I can do a brief rundown.
Yeah, you got 10 minutes. Go for it.
Okay. One Meal, our primary thing is we do a food line every week downtown at St. Louis Street Missionary Baptist Church. We do that every Sunday. The meal starts serving at 4 o'clock, and it's open to anybody and everybody. There's only one rule. If you're hungry, get in line. That's all it takes.
If you see Mike, push him out of line.
I guess you'd call it a food pantry. We get folks that mostly families that need food, need a little help, you know, struggling maybe one way or another. We don't ask questions. They come to us. They ask for a little bit of food assistance. And if they can't come get it, we'll take it to them.
Man, that's fantastic.
And we do that anytime, you know, anytime anybody wants it.
Yeah. And, you know, to feed someone, I have always heard people refer in the restaurant industry, especially the people that serve, go, oh, I'm just doing this till I get through college. And when I get my degree, I'm going to do my big girl job or my big boy job. Feeding someone is a more noble thing than just about anything you can do. You feed someone who's hungry, you have done something great for society. And I hate it when people look down on the food service industry and think that it's just a job for people who do drugs, want to wear tattoos, and pierce every part of their body. It's not. It's an industry for people who care and take joy out of feeding a hungry person. What you do, we're not doing it for pay, is incredible because, and you know, it's a hard job when you get paid for it, and you're doing this, you know, just out of your heart, and that is fantastic.
It takes a lot to do it. I don't do this by myself. One Meal has grown to, well, a large family. There's a lot of folks that help in all kind of different ways, and anywhere from getting venison from Two Rivers Hunting Club where I hunt,
mm-hmm.
or getting an 800-pound blue marlin from one of the major fishing tournaments along the coast.
Now, what did you do with the blue marlin? Now the chef in me is like, how did you prepare that? What did you pair it with?
You know, not many people ask me how you can prepare it. More folks ask me, how do you clean that thing? Well, prepare it my best way. I just take the meat, grind it up, and I use a crab cake recipe, and I use blue marlin meat instead of crab meat. And then you make a patty, and you put that on top of some rice or some pasta or something, and then you cover that with some Alfredo sauce.
And, you know, the perfect garnish for that would be one of those little plastic swords from the bar because it's a billfish.
Well, you know, I might have to do that next year because usually when I go to the Biloxi Classic, a lot of times I'll get swordfish from them. You know, mm-hmm. swordfish is a highly sought-after delicacy, I guess you'd say.
Right.
But last year I grilled a bunch of that for everybody downtown. Sometimes I grill and cook out for them down there just to have the fun of doing it.
Yeah.
But those swords have come in handy for that, swordfish, plastic sword.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, you know, a lot of people, I grew up with my father saying that croaker and redfish were trash fish and that they weren't anything anyone would want to eat. When the reality is, if it swims, we want to eat it. you know, to keep from to eliminate, the group of the red snapper, the more highly sought after. And Chris Sherrill with Nuisance Group can pretty much turn any fish into something delicious. He and his guys, when he was at Floribama, took amberjack and turned it into prime rib.
So, yeah, well, I mean, a lot of folks are trying to cook as good as I do, and I applaud that they do try to do that. I have to get creative, you know. When folks ask what to donate, the rule of thumb for us is if you can eat it or think you can eat it, we can use it.
Right.
I can make a recipe out of, well, pretty much anything.
Mm-hmm. And a hungry person is not going to limit themselves to just cow, pig, and chicken.
No. And when I cook for the homeless, when I do the food line, if I'm cooking, it's not one of the volunteer groups that do it. When I cook, I try to keep away from the standard fare that they usually have, the baked chicken. I try to stay away from the baked chicken, the spaghettis. Although I'm not too shy away from doing a redneck version of couvillon.
There you go. So, or a little alligator sauce piquant.
I've done that, and catfish sauce piquant. I've done that for them. I do a lot of Alfredo's, chilies. I get a lot of deer meat, fresh tuna, wahoo, mahi-mahi, blue marlin, of course. I get some nice green onion sauces, fairly regular, from Hall's Sausage down there in Chickasaw, one of our supporters.
Yeah, and one of our good friends here.
They're great people. Great
people. Yeah, and that sausage, you can't hardly beat that.
Mm-hmm.
That matter of fact, that's what's going to be in our crawfish bowl, April 20th.
That's what I wanted
Elks
to talk
Lodge
to you about.
On Dolphin Island Parkway.
Mm-hmm.
From 1 o'clock until whatever, well, just till whenever.
Till there ain't no crawdaddies left.
Well, we'll go get more if we keep eating them. we've had to do that before. We run right up the road, get some more, keep on cooking. But it's all you can eat crawfish. $25. Get you a T-shirt and all the crawfish you need. We'll have some live music. Have a lot of fun going on. Rifles and door prizes. Inviting everybody to come down. Now, that's hosted by the Elks Lodge, of course, and it's presented by the Parkway people, and all the benefits go towards one meal.
Well, that's fantastic. Do you have a website or Facebook page, Mike, that people can go to if they want to learn more about the organization or maybe donate something to it?
They do, yeah. Facebook, you can either go to my personal page, Mike McKinley, on Facebook, or you can go to One Meal. We have a One Meal Facebook page. Both of those will kind of get you pretty much all the information. Our website is onemealmobile.com. And once again, you can go to the website. Now, the website has more information on it. It has a link for the PayPal, has a mailing address if you want to do check or money order. And it also has a list of supplies that we use. And we're not limited to that list. The list is just the more common things that we use.
Right. I know when I did caterings, man, I would sometimes have stuff left over and that I knew I wasn't going to use again. And I wish I would have known about your organization, because I'm sure y'all wouldn't mind a couple of gallons of, like, diced tomatoes or a gallon jug of mustard.
Like I said, we use anything. I've got coolers and freezers. I freeze what I can, chill what I can, use the rest as I need it, and I put it together and make it work.
All right, Mike, well, we appreciate you calling one more time. Tell us about the Crawfish Bowl, when it's going to be, where it's going to be, and how much it costs.
Okay, the Crawfish Bowl is the one Parkway People One Meal Crawfish Bowl. It's at the Elks Lodge on Dolphin Island Parkway in Mobile. It's $25 per person. And get you all you can eat crawfish, and they'll have you'll get a free T-shirt with that. It starts at 1 o'clock on April 20th.
April 20th.
Yeah, right. It's from 1 o'clock until whenever. We just don't want to do it no more.
Until you fall out and someone has to carry you home, put a cape around you like James Brown.
Well, Mike, that sounds like a great cause, man.
We've done that before, but hey, look, I appreciate y'all letting me come on the show, and y'all. Keep on doing what you're doing.
Hey, we appreciate you, man. Great job y'all doing. Great job.
Y'all.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
You did a little feeding of those in need, didn't you?
Did do that. That's why my face is peeling.
Yeah.
I did.
Feed the cops.
Gave a little bit back to my community. Helped Tony Sawyer out there, our buddy and sponsor mm-hmm. for the show from Bob Steiner. Feeding the cops there at the temple downtown. We stood out in the street, kind of had like a to-go lane going. Stood in the sun because it was too cold to stand in the shade.
Yeah, I would have loved to have helped, so next year keep me in mind.
We will do that. But all right, folks. 343-0106 if you want to call in or text us. Send pictures of your houses, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, it's foggy out there on DIP.
It is.
And I give up forever to touch you, because I know that you feel me so. You're the closest to heaven that I'll ever be, and I don't wanna go home right now. And all I could taste is this moment, and all I can breathe is your life. And sooner or later it's over, I just don't wanna miss you tonight. And I
to get on the line, call 343.
Nice guitar run. It
really is.
Would that be called a riff?
Yeah, it's an intro.
And for the Facebook fans, it's a bump.
Yeah, Facebook.
If they could hear it.
Sometimes I feel like I don't have a partner.
Sometimes
I feel like my only friend is the city I live in, the city of angels. Lonely
get it? City of angels?
I am,
going to the city of angels?
In this case, L.A. does not mean Lower Alabama.
Nope, we're going to the other L.A. And we need money, so we're going to earn it.
Not above begging, are you?
You know we're on the air, right?
Are we on the air?
Yeah, we've been on the air for
2 minutes. I don't hear it back in my...
That's why we kept pointing at you to say something. Yeah.
Well, fade that music out.
Put your phone down and pay attention to the radio show.
Yes, we need money, and let me tell you what you
can do, folks.
And
we're going to earn it.
And we're going to earn it.
All right, how can you do that?
This Tuesday night at Le Bichon.
Le Bichon
Wine Bar.
Which is L-E. You've been putting L-A, which makes it Spanish.
And there's a reason behind it. So anyway.
You ain't right.
That's the reason.
So anyway, Tuesday night at Le Bichon Wine and Tapas Bar in Daphne, downtown Daphne.
The mouth.
We're going to be doing, Stu and I are going to be celebrity servers.
Quasi-celebrity
servers. And we're going to serve you. Cheese and wine.
Yeah, well, what you order.
And we're going to be the service that night, the official
service.
Take
it easy. We're a combined 112 years old.
Yes, something like that.
Yeah.
111, I guess. 113,
yeah,
maybe.
Something like that.
So anyway, we'd love for you to come out, help support us. We're working for it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to earn it, try to earn it. And hopefully no one will get hurt or nothing will catch on fire.
And Mike doesn't put anybody's eye out.
Yeah, or that too, or my own eye.
And my usual question, when and where?
It's going to be at Le Bichon Tuesday night starting at 6 o'clock.
And where is Le Bichon?
I don't know. I don't know what the I'll look to see if I – it's in Daphne.
It's on the Facebook.
Everybody page. Knows where it's at. Just
only
pull over.
If you live in Daphne.
Just pull over and ask a cop. They'll tell you.
You've had that stupid phone in your hand since the show started. That's the stuff you're supposed to have on it.
Don't,
not sitting here chatting about who got the highest score.
Don't go there with me.
On right, farm it's, table.
It's
whatever.
1903C Main Street, Daphne. Okay?
There you go.
1903C. Unit C, Main Street, Daphne, Alabama.
See, somebody may
Cabernet.
Somebody may have to use their GPS to find it.
Yeah, I use mine all the time.
Yeah,
but
there
the
you
fine
go.
Stuff.
And but fantastic wine bar.
Beautiful wine bar.
Yeah,
and great owners.
They are. They are a very sweet couple, and nice to help these two old bums out.
Yeah. We've had a lot of people helping us out.
No kidding. Why don't you run down that list again?
I can run down that list again if you want me to. But don't forget, too, we're going to be on Studio 10 Tuesday morning.
Yep.
At 9 a.m.
Yeah.
So
asking for donations.
So anyway, you know, here's the thing. Tony Sawyer, our sponsor at Bob's, he kind of got this thing rolling. He he challenged everybody to put up $100.
Threw down the gauntlet.
And some had put up, a lot of people put up $100, but a lot of them had just seen me somewhere and put stick $5 in my pocket.
Yeah.
I've had people just hand me $100 bills. That's happened too. And then we've had people donate airline miles for us.
So, well, all right.
We've had people just come out of nowhere.
Because we were going to walk out there.
We have a listener, a fan in South Africa who listens to this show. And he donated airline miles. Somebody I went to high school with. But
he donated. Because I know a chef in South Africa.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, Fred who's actually Cape Verde, which is an island off the coast.
Yeah.
Chris Sherrill introduced us. Cool. Great guy.
But, you know, here's Hall Sausage, Deborah, and her family. Richie Gambino, Pizzeria Delfino.
That is great pizza.
Mark Clifford, Whacked Out Wiener. Man, my favorite hot dog place.
Them wieners whacked are out whacked wiener. Out. You and told I'm him we're going to Pink's, right? You told him we're going to Pink's,
yeah,
right?
and I'm going to wear my Whacked Out Wiener shirt when we go to Pink's.
That's fantastic.
And thank you, Mark Clifford. And Ben and Lynette Allen, Buster's Barbecue. I eat there once a week. That darn brisket.
Good.
That brisket is killer. Roy Seward, my buddy, Butch Cassidy's.
Yeah. Go eat a burger, y'all.
David and Donnie Calabetti at Alabama Coastal Magazine.
Are you kidding me? Those fellas are fantastic.
And then Rochelle at Rochelle's, home of the Steerburger.
Steerburger. Food and breakfast pack. Now. Got breakfast
Yeah,
now.
I got breakfast. Cheap. I mean, it's not cheap, bro. It's inexpensive. Man, I don't know how they keep the doors open charging us low prices. So, anyway, food pack, our buddy Reza, Poor Babies. Allegri's Produce. Get out there. I love that place. And just personal friends. They probably don't want their names.
Just read the first name, unless it's, you know.
Well, there's Robert, Greg, and Rusty, and
unless
Amy.
Unless the first name is
and
Darwin,
Mark.
And people are going to know.
And they
that.
Know who they are.
Jeff. He's the best harmonica player in Mobile that I know of. But we also have other people. Johnny Gwynn at the Container Yard. He does a lot of podcasting in Southern Fried. What's it? Southern Fried Magazine or something like that. Great podcaster guy. And we just have so many. And then we still have people that have committed that haven't paid yet. You know, haven't given us their money.
Take
yet.
Your time.
Well,
you know, we ain't gonna pressure you.
Well, this week.
What day are you actually planning to leave?
We're leaving next. We're driving over to New Orleans like at midnight next Saturday night. Mm. Our plane flight leaves out at mine leaves out at 6:30.
Mine's right behind it at 7.
Yeah,
y'all
7.
Can't call in from the plane while you're in the air.
I'm gonna be sleeping,
man. Do you know how much it costs to call in from a plane in the air? It's got to be $40 million a minute.
I tell you.
Think of how long the wire has to be to get it back down to the planet, Charlie.
It has to be
on.
A stretchy wire just in case.
Yeah, the curly comb.
But if there's anybody out there listening in Sip and Chew land, if just you would like to make a donation.
Stop by Le Bouchon, buy a glass of wine, and leave, you know,
yeah, see
leave,
that or
leave $1,000.
Or go to our Facebook page and message us and say, hey.
Hey, Mike.
Or we'd like to hire y'all for a wine dinner.
Yeah, absolutely. We will do custom wine pairing dinners.
That's available year-round anyway.
Yeah,
if you'd like to hire us.
Home. Yeah.
I hear we do a pretty doggone good wine dinner.
Yeah.
Because people pay for it, and we come, and we do it up.
Yeah, we do it up. And it's really a great event for Mike because he gets to sit out and socialize and all that, and every now and then help me carry a plate or two, and I get to hang out in the kitchen with the puppies.
Somebody's got to be the front man.
Yeah, somebody's got to be the face of this operation. And I guess we're stuck
That's
with
why
you.
We're in radio.
Well, here is my hopes, guys, and I want to start the music a touch early, is that, first of all, y'all have a safe trip out and back, and hopefully bring a trophy or a certificate home.
Some medal.
And medal, and invite everybody to listen for the World Food Championship interviews next week.
Yeah, there's a lot of interviews on that. Have you listened to some of it, Charlie?
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
Folks, provolone.
Provolone from the West Coast.
See you in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
are.